Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you on this Thursday. Apparently, of all the things, talking about Dots Pretzels has created a little bit of a pushback here. Now, look, I'm not against Dots Pretzels. That's why I actually brought them in the first time, is I like the original seasoned, the red bag of Dots Pretzels. And then I don't know if I introduced them to Charlie, if you already liked them, but we're already hearing from many of the merry band of regulars, including Josh the Road Ticket, said, you need to try the purple bag of Dots, which is a cinnamon-covered pretzel. He says, crush them up, sprinkle them over vanilla ice cream. You'll thank me later. So we'll have to, we'll assign that to Charlie. He'll have to let us know. I've seen the purple. I've just stayed away from them. I did try. They have, like, their own version of Cheetos with their seasoning on it. Little orange crunchies, whatever you call them. With the season. They're not bad. The pretzels are better. Mary says, I love the Dots, too. That was my snack of choice when I drove around as an officer. I knew there was a reason I liked Charlie. So, you know, people of good taste tend to hang out together. Now, you remember building up to the launch of the so-called hush money trial. All of the left was talking about the split screen. They couldn't wait to show Donald Trump stuck in a courtroom, and the most vibrant of candidates, Joe Biden, running around the United States and campaigning like there's no tomorrow, because that was going to make all the difference. That was going to show the world how much of a difference there was and why Joe Biden would be the clear choice. Well, he started that effort yesterday, Joe Biden, that is, when he went to his hometown of Scranton. And when he was there, he didn't do so well. He couldn't even say Scranton. He couldn't remember who the mayor was. Well, he went to Pittsburgh yesterday. That didn't go so well either, although he definitely identifies with Pittsburgh. As a matter of fact, you might say Dr. Fauci is science in Joe Biden.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
I don't even know. Well, I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it. And then he wanted to clarify, you know, that his mom, she lived to a ripe old age when she was in Scranton, apparently. I mean, well, to a certain degree.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954.
I mean, look, that's pretty amazing. I know in the Bible, in Methuselah and others, they lived really long lives. But, I mean, to stay in one place for 1,954 years, that's pretty impressive, even by a Joe Biden standard. Now, before he left Scranton, and then again when he got to Pittsburgh, Joe Biden started telling some pretty odd stories. And I mean pretty odd stories. In Scranton, before he left, he stopped by a military memorial to remember his uncle. Now, there's a lot about this story, just like any other Joe Biden story, that doesn't really make a lot of sense, because one has to try to realize How well did he recognize or remember an uncle who died when he was, when Joe Biden was very, very young? As a matter of fact, might not have been born. But we'll get into all that. But more importantly, how his uncle died. We've got something to share that's pretty, I mean, even for Joe Biden, this is a new low. But we'll get to that in a moment. Plus, the stick is in, the knife is in from Gallagher. I'll explain.
The regular Joe Radio Show.